Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome to the INFJ Whisperer podcast, where I dissect all things INFJ. You are not alone anymore. There are others like you.
Hello, everyone. I hope that you're doing amazing wherever you are in the world. My name is Boom Shaka, and I welcome you to my channel. As always, I'm going to be speaking about random issues and details about INFJs that I think are true. And so I'm not an expert, obviously. I'm an INFJ, so I'm kind of using my own life experiences. So if it doesn't resonate with you, then that's no problem. It doesn't mean that you're not an INFJ. It doesn't mean that I'm not an INFJ. It just means that we're two different INFJs. Just want to clarify that for anyone who's new to my channel. So in this one, I wanted to speak to you about something that I spoke about with another INFJ friend of mine recently, about how INFJs have this tendency to go into avoidance mode if we are afraid of something, if we're trying to avoid something, if we think that something is going to be difficult, if we don't want to deal with something. And of course, everyone does that, yeah? Like, everyone avoids things, and that's one of the reasons why we have the pandemic, actually, because, you know, scientists told us about the coronavirus in 2003 or something, I believe, or 2008. And of course, everyone avoided that. Also, like a lot of the reasons why we are overweight, or you know, we're unhealthy, or we are not in the relationship that we want, or we don't live the life that we want, is because we avoid things. You know, we pretend like things will just take care of themselves. Sometimes they do, sometimes they don't. So in a lot of cases, they don't. So we have to, you know, obviously put in the effort ourselves. For example, if you are in debt and you ignore it and you don't look at it and you pretend like it doesn't exist and you, you know, just like don't look at it and like just kind of peek at it from the corner of your eye, it's going to keep on growing unless you actually make a plan to pay it off and to improve your finances, improve your financial habits, and all of that stuff, right? And I've done this many, many, many times in my life with so many different things. Finances was definitely a big one for me, actually. For the longest time, I ignored my finances. I know a lot about finances and how to take care of my money because I read a lot about it. But, you know, it's easy to give advice to other people or to read about it, to actually put things into practice. Somehow it becomes impossible. And for the longest time, I knew I had certain things I wanted to do and had to do and needed to do about my finances, and I just ignored it. I didn't do them. I pretended like they didn't exist. I put them into a corner in my heart, or put them into a box in the corner of my heart or my mind, and just pretended like everything was fine. Of course, everything was not fine. And then eventually I had to take care of it. And the interesting thing, of course, is that, you know, I don't want to go back and say, what if I had done this and what if that? And I don't want to have regrets. But of course, if I had taken care of it 5 years ago, 4 years ago, 3 years ago, I would have been in a much better position. I would have been in a much better financial position than if I had taken care of it when I did, right? So in general, as INFJs, we tend to avoid things more so than other types, I would say, because we have an inherent desire and need, this such a deep need for harmony. And what we don't realize, or what we don't understand, and what healthy INFJs understand, or developed INFJs understand, is that the harmony doesn't come from avoiding things, which is how usually we end up dealing with things. It comes from dealing with it, leaning into it, properly making a plan for it, and then fixing it that way, right? That's how life actually is healed. That's how we're healed. That's how our financial situation's healed. That's how our relationships are healed. You don't avoid the person and your relationship is going to be healed, unless it's a narcissist. But you actually have a conversation with them. You tell them what's going on with you. You communicate about the things that are annoying you or bugging you about them, the things that you want to improve upon, the things that they want you to improve upon. All of that has to be conversed about. And that's the only way that the relationship is going to improve. Ignoring it, putting it into a box in the corner of your heart or mind, is not going to do it. I did the same thing with my relationship with my parents. For the longest time, I knew that I wanted to live an alternative lifestyle, and they were unhappy with that. So instead of actually having a conversation with them and sitting down and saying, hey, I know you're unhappy, but I need you to trust me on this. I'm not an idiot. I know what I'm doing. I have thought about this. This is how I want to live my life. I want to have a good relationship with you. I don't want us to fight all the time about this. I'm not going to change my mind. And I know this is a good idea for me. Really trust me. If you don't trust me, then we're probably going to have an issue like this forever. But really, you should trust me because I know what I'm doing for myself. If I just have that conversation, I didn't. I've had it very recently. And you know, they're getting all right, kind of all right with my lifestyle and getting comfortable with it. But I never had that conversation. I just avoided it. I pretended like, okay, fine, I guess we're just always going to be fighting about things. I guess we're always going to have this terrible relationship. I guess we're never going to be in harmony with each other. So our strategy to deal with harmony is to look away, to avoid it, to run away. That's why the door slam exists, right? That's why most other types, I think there are a couple others that do the same thing as us, but most of the types will actually have a conversation with the person and deal with it directly. They will talk to you. They won't be like, all right, well, yeah, I guess this person did something to me and I can't talk to them about it. So I think the best situation here is to run away and never talk to them again. and never tell them that we're never going to talk to them again, and leave them feeling like in limbo, as if, okay, what happened? We were friends one day, we're not friends the next day. And not to say that I am good at this right now, or I'm better at it than you are. I am still struggling with it as much as you are, so that's why I'm talking about it, because it's so important that we realize that every single situation in our life needs to be dealt with face to face, head on, leaning into it. It's not going to resolve it by itself. Yeah. Now, of course, there are maybe some random one-off situations like narcissistic relationships, perhaps, in that situation. Yeah. There's no point talking to the person. You're just going to have to let them go and avoid them or pretend like they don't exist, because there's just no way to deal with them face to face in a proper manner. If you're dealing with a situation of abuse, of course, yeah, you're not going to deal with it face on. You're going to avoid the person. You're going to run away or hide or things like that. So there are, of course, one-off situations. But in most cases, most of the cases that we're dealing with, in fact, we have to deal with them face to face. So, for example, I would say anything to do with finances. This is a big one for INFJs. We have a hard time with it. Face it. Head it. Head on. Like, don't ignore it. Deal with it, right? I figure out a plan and work with it. We're good at creating plans. So just create a plan for yourself, make it as automatic as possible, and just follow it. That's all you need to do. Same thing with relationships, you know? Create a plan. Figure out what's going on. Why are you having issues over and over again? Why are you having the same issue with different people over and over again? At a certain point, you have to realize it's not them, it's you, right? If you're having the same issue over and over again, maybe you need to modify your relationship, your behavior, right? And so again, if you're having issues in your job, instead of avoiding it and running away, try to figure out what's going on. Is it the fact that you don't actually like your job, that's why you're behaving like this? Or is it your boss that's a problem? Do you need to have a conversation with your boss or your superior? Or is it that you need to find a different field to work in? Perhaps you need to go back to school so you can upgrade yourself. Whatever it might be, unless you actually start thinking about it, you're not going to create a plan for it, and you're going to keep on repeating the mistake over and over again. You're going to be stuck in that vicious cycle of doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results, which is the definition of insanity. And you're just going to be stuck in limbo, as if like nothing's going to change, and you're just going to be waking up to the same life over and over again and thinking, oh my gosh, why am I living such a crappy life, and why do things not change? Well, you need to do something about it. And I am not saying this from a place of judgment. I'm saying it from a place where I've lived this life, where I woke up every single day and realized, oh my God, things are exactly the same. I have terrible relationships with my parents and everyone around me. My finances are in complete shambles. I have no relationship, romantic relationships. My friends are all angry with me for some reason or another. And my health is really, really bad. And so I have been in situations where I wake up every day and I would do anything. I would just avoid all my problems and pretend like they would go away, and they didn't. And then I would wake up the next day and pretend like they would go away. They didn't. Wake up the next day. And I repeated that for years on end until I realized, okay, if I want a different life, if I want the life that I want to lead that makes me happy, I'm really going to have to make some changes on my own and really face my problems head on. And it was so difficult. And it was just almost like an impossibility at times. It was so much easier to avoid the situation. It was so much easier to run away. But of course, as soon as I started, you know, making a plan, everything just fell into place so easily. It's not like we have really big issues to deal with. A lot of the problems that we have are easily solved as long as we just create a plan to solve it. My finances, as soon as I started creating a plan to solve it, just really, really went into harmony and balance, and I'm really surprised at how quick it was, right? Same thing with my relationship with my parents. As soon as I said, okay, I'm not going to avoid it anymore, I'm going to face it head on, I'm going to have conversations with them, I'm going to communicate with them, really, my relationship with my parents is like so much better than it was a couple of years ago. It's so much harmonious. And of course, there's a lot more room for improvement, but that's a huge step forward from where I was before. So I really, really do recommend to all INFJs who are listening, who are avoiding some weird particular situation in their life, please, please try to create a plan to solve it. We're good at planning. We just need to start, right? So look at the situation in your life that's bugging you and say, okay, what can I do about this? And then do it, right? And then you'll notice very quickly that the situation resolves itself very fast, and that you find the harmony that you're seeking, but in a way where you don't have to avoid a particular situation or you have to run away from a particular situation, which is so exhausting at times, actually. So hopefully this helps. Hopefully this makes sense. And if you have questions for me, let me know. Again, I'm really grateful that you're all listening and subscribing. I appreciate your support. And I shall see you the next time. Bye.
Thanks for listening. If you want to put a face to the voice, you can check out my YouTube channel, Boom Shakar. Bye for now.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.